And hello, good people of the internet. It is I, Tommy Kelly, and this is Adventures in Woo. And in this episode, I'm going to reveal what AIWW0303 actually was. So here we are, we're in Slain. This is one of the Slain walks. I'm in a kind of an enclosure, which is some sort of man-made cave thing. I think it's collapsed bridge of some description. But I'm right beside the Boyne, or at least a kind of a stream off it. And it's lovely, it's raining out there. I'm surrounded by trees and loads of fish in the river behind me. So, all nice. So first of all, I will get this to track me. I will read out some of the entries we got, in fact all of the entries, unless I'm missing someone, for AIWW0303, which is our latest remote view game. So we'll get straight into that. Crow Crow, I see a statue of a female who is revered like a goddess or a religious figure. Now, I'm not going to give anything away until the reveal, so I'm not going to say whether people got them right or wrong or whatever. Bet Wells, I suck so far at these, mainly because I feel like I'm intuitively guessing rather than getting a proper remote viewing connection. I think intuitively guessing probably is, you know, close to remote viewing anyway. It all kind of depends. But if you feel you're not getting it, then maybe you're not getting it. So for this one, I wondered if it was a Victorian water tower or a gas holder. I was thinking this before Spud started talking about rust and wheels and stone walls. So who knows? Maybe we both got elements right or very wrong. So this is from an anonymous source. I paused it before Spud made his appearance. I got about the same as him, but not as defined. I drew a picture. It's scribbly, so I'm just going to explain it. So in front of you to the left, there's a pole pillar shape, and to the right, there's something shorter that is metal. Spud said a fence, but I went with a metal, so there are some differences. It can be many things, like a plaque or a fence or even a car. So I'm leaving it just with being metal, but shorter than the pillar pole shape and to the right. Behind that, from a bird's eye view, is a square rectangular shape that is brick, concrete, stone material. Basically not wood or metal or dirt or grass. Concrete, brick, stone could even be an asphalt type of material. Behind that is a road and civilization. So it seems that all of them are man-made, but I'm not sure about the pillar shape. Wizard number 12. It's a two-story building. It's a pole and a metal gate. So there we go. Joe Sims, the great Joe Sims. Hello, Joe Sims. I started off by sensing a motorway nearby, then a small tower made of large stones. Possibly an old mill or a brewery and with maybe a water mill or an old tin mine. Then this morphed into a quarry, one that is still used. Electro Wizard. I also paused before Spud and got some weirdness. I probably should have mentioned that that was an option to do to pause, but you all seem to have got it, so. So also may be wrong in similar ways. Laugh out loud. Main colours, blue, green and brown. Main structure, wood, like a post. A fence, triangles, I saw lots of triangles. Possible metal structure, a statue. The thought of something religious in nature came to mind, though this could be just from watching your earlier videos. A billboard, a construction, a railway, or something to do with rails or trains. But I also got a path that wraps around a hill with a tree on the opposite side. Tall grass and flowers, yellow maybe. I also picked up a wagon wheel spoke style shape. I felt like larger animals that had been in the area, cows maybe. Well, in Ireland you're never far from a cow, to be quite honest. There was sheep. There was no cows, it was sheep. Christina Massotti, a statue of human form, maybe a horse in the statue too. I didn't remote view, I just clicked on your video and was listening when a statue crossed my mind. Lots of people got statues, which is interesting. And Random Person, great name. I'm glad I didn't miss the video. When I closed my eyes and focused on the target, the first thing I saw was either a concrete box or a van with graffiti on it. It looked as if it was parked in a lot that was surrounded by trees. Okay, so let's go over to me from a few days ago and see where I actually was. Okay, so here we are, and this is the reveal. What it is, let's spin this around, it's a dolmen, and it's called the Pro League Dolmen, which comes from the Irish Pro League, which means obscure, so the obscure dolmen. And it's from about 3000 BC, and it's a portal dolmen, in that what that means is that that was the entrance to like a passage grave. And so you'd go in and walk through those two very tight stones. Obviously, ancient Ireland was full of
10 people to go in there. All the kind of sites like Newgrange and all that has a very short entrance, a very small entrance. So it's obviously, maybe they were smaller, or maybe they just wanted to make it hard for people to get in and out. So this would have been just the entrance. So the rest of it would have been actually covered over in like a mound, I'm assuming. And that was just, you know, the entrance, which is cool that it balances so well on its own, because you'd think if it was part of a bigger mound that it would just need to be, you know, that it would just need to be balanced on with the support of the surrounding structure of the, you know, dirt and the earth and all that was, but it's, you know, supports on itself, which is kind of cool. So this is out near Ravensdale, near Ballymacallet, where I've done numerous other videos, but I just thought it'd be a cool kind of target to do. So I hope you got it, and I hope something came up. Just behind me, just to kind of put it in context, is a golf course. And while I was doing the video, there was people playing golf, so you might have heard that, and there was also people cutting the grass. So yeah, that's the reveal, the Pro League Dolmen. I will leave the coordinates so you can have a Osmo Pocket, you're behaving badly. I will leave the coordinates so that you can check it out yourself at the Google Map coordinates, and you can have a look. So yeah, hope you got it. Back over to Tommy, who's somewhere else now, in the future from me, talking about all the entries that you got and how well and or how not so well they did. So there you go, that's what it was. And so many of you got so close. And Spud got absolutely nearly bang on, which incidentally you would have known if you had watched his vlog that he released the next day, where he told everyone in the universe that he got it all right. But obviously none of you watches this vlog. Shame on you, or you would have known. Or maybe you did and you all cheated. So as you can see, the stone thing was there, the pillar stuff is there. People were talking about the iron thing. There was like a plaque that could be in front of us, you know, like a square plaque given the history and that sort of thing. The circular gate thing is, you know those gates that when you go into like churches or graveyards where you have to go push it and then go in and then go round, and has this kind of a circular thing to it? That's the kind of gate that was in it. There's loads of tiny wee stones on top. It seems to be a thing people do to make a wish, you throw a stone on top. And there was other stones down from it, which is another part of the actual area. I will put the Google map in and you can have a look. So there's another kind of stone quarry type thing that people kind of were mentioning as well. Right behind me was a golf course, as I say, so no one really picked up on that apart from, you know, the civilization thing. There was sheep around and no cows. And the thing where Spud is describing the path up to the place where I could drive up, but it was the you know, the grass in the middle of the road and all that, which is like fair enough to an awful lot of places in Ireland, but that was all true, and I had to walk a distance up to us through these gates and all of these things. So pretty much Spud got it spot on, which is, I think, is brilliant for his first time actually doing the RVing rather than being the person, being the target or coming up with it. And everyone else did fairly well. Interesting that the statue thing came up. I thought that was quite interesting in that, my face track is gone, in that a number of people got that and didn't seem to be, you know, it's not something that it is, but it came up for a few people. So overall, I'm very happy with this, and I think it worked better than the last time. I think the preloading and stuff seems to work better, that format, and giving the time and the date, which we didn't do in the last one, seems to work well as well. So overall, I think we did well. Spud did exceptionally well. We should all give him a round of applause. And a few other people certainly got lots of elements, you know, enough that I would consider an awful lot of it hits, being that the wide gamut of things these could have been, specific the guesses actually were. So, do we continue in this vein? Is that right? Vein? Is that, or is there a negative thing to that when you say in this vein? I don't know. In vain? No, I'm thinking of in a vain attempt. So, will we continue in this kind of form and this kind of structure where we give the time, the date, and the you know, preloaded a bit? I will give, well, my guess, or Spud will give his guess. Maybe should we continue with this where I am at RV and Spud guesses, or should we go back to Spud? What is your thoughts on all of these things? How can we improve this? How can we get better? I think we're closer this way than we were in the last game. So let's continue that way. So, good people of the internet, thank you very much for joining me in this game. I enjoyed it. Delighted it worked out so well. And until our next adventure, be well.